Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world, then change the channel because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the streets.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. It was a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We're going to be a little alone, I think, tonight. Not totally alone, but somewhat alone. The president.
The real president.
President Trump is speaking. And I know a lot of you love to listen to him, and you know, I can't compete against him. You know what I'm saying? So I do appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. Head up to the website. It is JoeMessina.com, JoeMessina.com. Come on, you hear me say this every night. You can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. A lot of, God only knows what's going on up there, right? Like the story, don't like the story. Let me get this out of the way early, though. Head over to MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com. You've got Mike Lindell over there trying to help guys like me out and others in the conservative, I don't want to call it a conservative movement, but the conservative world, which is a great place to be. The conservative world, pick up a few bucks because, you know, social media, so those social media platforms are allowing everybody to make money but us. And I don't complain, but here, I just don't want, I don't want to sell you, you know, goofy stuff, but here's the deal. You head over to MyPillow.com. Y'all use, you know, pillows, pillowcases, sheets, blank, hey, just check the place out. And then on your way out, when you're checking out, if you use promo code Joe, you're going to save some money. What, do you hate saving money? Are you dumb? We all like to save money. So if you're going to buy slippers, if there are things that you need, why not go to a site like MyPillow.com? It's look at, he's feeding Americans, he's using Americans, he's on American soil. So again, I say, why wouldn't you use him? MyPillow.com. On the way out, use promo code Joe, and you'll save some bucks. And if you don't need anything, you don't need anything. You don't buy anything. It's really that simple. Anyhow, as usual, as I run around doing my day thing, my day job, whatever you want to call it. You know, you start talking to people, and you start talking to people on both sides of the aisle. You know, I'm running for school board again because I need psychiatric care or something. And they ask me the same questions. Even friends of mine on both sides of the aisle will say, what are you doing this again for? Well, actually, honestly, to be honest with you guys, I wasn't going to. I wasn't going to run for school board again. Give some young people a shot at this. Let them step up and do the right thing. But then when you start seeing what's going on around us, you see the fight that some of these kids are going to have in high school, junior high school. Who's sticking up for them? Who's taking the time to fight for them? Because I will tell you, and again, I'm not putting down the younger group, but a lot of the younger folks are not willing to fight. They don't like it. It's uncomfortable. It doesn't feel good. You know what I mean? And that's our fault. We brought up a generation a group of kids that didn't like to feel bad. And they don't like to make anybody else feel bad. So what does that mean? It means that there are uncomfortable decisions that will never be made. And think about something. This group of people, they're going to be your future legislators. This ought to make you puke. The future AOCs of the world. Come on, let that sink in for a second. I mean, and we brought them up. Oh, sweetheart, don't worry about it. You're so smart. Everybody will love you. Everybody will think that what you're saying is great. Well, it's not true. You set these kids up for heartbreak and failure. So just, again, in speaking to the people I was talking to today, they're concerned about the young people, but some of them, I would love to have turned to them and said, wait a minute, you mean the ones you raised? The kids that you raised? Because that's really what it boils down to. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time you're spending with me. You know, send me an email, too, joe@therealside.com. joe@therealside.com. I always, always, always appreciate the time. Look, I could beat, and I already got two emails on this, right? Look, I could beat up what cinema did, you know, on this billionaire tax loophole that she was upset about. It still doesn't matter. We still got screwed on the deal. You still knew that they... See, the Dems are great at this. We suck at it. But the Dems are great at this. They'll make deals among themselves. Right? They got Joe Manchin in. He wasn't going to do it. He didn't care. It wasn't going to happen. Right? Senator Kyrsten Sinema, she wasn't going to do it either. She was having a heartburn with it as well. There were deals made. Get over it. This is how politics plays out. But they do it in your face. They don't care. They don't care. They know that you know. And they also know that you're not going to do anything about it. Come on, what do we do about it? And, you know, the DOJ's not going to do anything about it, no matter what it is. But what are we going to do about it? In California, in the recent primary, in the whole rah-rah, we got to have a red wave, we got to do something, we got to change it, 30% of Republicans came out to vote. I don't want to hear about they're upset about the last vote and this didn't count and that didn't count. I'm not interested. You fight till the end. You fight till you stop breathing. You fight. All right, my special guest after the break. Chicks on the right. I don't know how they get away with that. I think it's, you know, chicks. Can we use that word? Is that okay? All right, well, we'll find out when we get on. Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is. And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using Upside, the free app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back just for buying the gas I was going to buy anyway.
But is it a hassle to use?
No, it's super fast and easy. And I can cash out whenever I want.
That's a total no-brainer. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code PASS for a $5 bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code PASS for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's code PASS for a $5 bonus.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel, he was
I look around the room, and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
We are back. God bless America. Always appreciate the time I spend with you on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. Remember, JoeMessina.com. It's that simple. JoeMessina.com. All right. They're as seasoned as I am. Trying to call me old during the break. It's just amazing. Chicks on the right are with me. I have to apologize. I haven't had you guys on since 2014, but you do that early morning stuff, the stuff that nobody, you don't even have a voice. Well, I wouldn't have a voice for it. at the time. But God bless. But I've been following you guys for years. I really do love the stories. I've actually stolen some of your stories and done them on the show, but I won't tell anybody. anyway, I always appreciate the stuff that you write, and people need to catch up with you. Where can they find you? Let's get that out of the way now before we forget.
ChicksOnRay.com. We have a brand new, like, renovated website. We're very excited about it. It's very, very fancy. Actually, well, for us, it's fancy. We're just really, really excited about the renovated and revamped and beautified website. So people should check it out and bookmark it and go there every day.
Well, I'm a stereotypical male. My site's been the same for 170 years. I'm not going to change it. Then I won't be able to find anything, you know, and it's really, really bad for me anyhow. So your latest piece, and I'm so on board with you. It's not just a lie by Pelosi. It's a lie by all the Dems. I call them the new gods of Mount Olympus, you know, Schumer and Pelosi and Joey B. I got to call him Joey B. And I mean, seriously, the amount of power that these people have amassed and they won't let loose is amazing. And they do it right in front of our faces, aren't they?
Oh, yeah. And they're trying to redefine words that we've had longstanding definitions of for decades by gaslighting all of us, right? Like, so they're constantly, there's constant wordplay, the latest being that we're not in a recession because that doesn't actually mean two quarters of consecutive negative GDP growth. Like, since when did that change? Yeah. Mm-hmm. What's the next one going to be? Like, what is the next word going to be, right? I think it's going to be, I think groomer is going to be the next one they're going to redefine. Honestly,
yeah.
Get banned.
That's right.
Yeah. I'm going to say that now. We're screwed. You're going to get shut down.
But we all kind of got in this close to around the same time. And I remember saying back in, you know, 2010, 11, 12, I started to see them changing words like, you know, what racism meant. All of a sudden, racism meant if I ate a peanut butter and jelly sandwich in front of somebody who never had one before, I was a racist. Well, it was just amazing.
I remember that.
Right?
Oh my gosh. We're seasoned enough to remember that.
There you go.
I remember
and
that.
We warned them then, didn't we, ladies?
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah, because if you didn't see it coming, and you don't need to be a genius, you don't need to have a crystal ball, a special crystal ball for all this. It was just common sense that we weren't using. And when they figured out they could do it right in front of our face, like, that lady is not a lady anymore. She identifies as, I don't know, a black penguin or something, and I have to accept that and live with it. It's just amazing to me. So, you know, the recent press release that announced your new website, now you talked about it. You talked about, well, what's so special about it? I noticed you have two, by the way. I mean, is one like a secret club website or something?
We have two?
Maybe you're talking about, we have our website, but we have a lot of different places on social that you can go to. We have insiders and then, you know, Facebook insiders, and we have people that are on local that are like, you know, people that are subscribers that are like our, I don't know, they're special, I guess. You know, they're like those are our people. You know, yep. They're like our special peeps. Those are our special peeps. I don't know if that may be what you mean, but we have lots of different places where people can go to and they can find us. And maybe perhaps that's what you're talking about. I'm not sure.
Well, I think with the Insider Club one where I'm looking at it going, wow, I want to be part of the Insider Club. I'm always on the outside. So.
Well, you should be. We have a regular Facebook page, and then we have two Facebook group pages.
And one
of the groups is available to everybody. The other is a subscription, and that's the group that's called the Facebook Insiders. And so it's subscription-based, and it's limited to, you know, people that are true fans, like-minded followers of ours, and so there's a very small monthly fee to be a part of that, and the group that has now amassed on that particular part of Facebook is this incredible community who've developed friendships with one another, and then that group has kind of, there's like a takeoff off of that group at our supporters page on Locals. So there's two different communities, many of which are crossing over with each other. But that's where we've got our subscriber communities. And then, of course, everybody's welcome on our regular webpage.
Well, I got to ask you a question. How are you still getting away with chicks on the right in 2022? I thought chicks was one of those, you know, terms that you couldn't use anymore. I mean, shouldn't you be, you know, what do they call, birthing people that identify as possible, you know, I don't know. I don't get it. I would have figured somebody pounded you by now.
The Dixie chicks are using it, so it must be okay
for
us.
Yeah, but they're on the left. They get a pass, okay?
I know, that's right. You're, you know? Touche. They do get a pass. But, yeah, you're right. We've always got crap for using that name.
I'm sure.
Always. From the very
I think
beginning.
It's great.
Always. Yeah. And so we've always been like, and every time we do, maybe not every time, but a lot of times we do interviews and whatnot, you'd be surprised by a lot of, you know, especially guys, be like, is it okay if I call you a chick? And we're like, yeah, because that's our name. Like that's
it's,
what we.
It's in the name. Yeah, that would be cool.
Yeah, exactly. Okay,
so.
Yeah.
So I don't know if you're getting the same thing. I mean, your fans, I would imagine, are probably look at me. I'm the old white guy, right? So I'm sure your fans are a little younger, a little more involved. You know, one of the things I always like to say on the show, long before we had these mom groups coming up, is that moms are the ones that are out there making things happen in education. They're the ones that are, you know, looking at who's running for these school boards and what have you, and they're helping to make those decisions. Now, with the moms that you're hearing on your show or calling into your show, is what you're hearing what we're hearing nationwide? Are you hearing that they're concerned about their kids going back to school, what they're going to be taught, and they don't know what the options are?
Absolutely, that's what they're concerned about, and it's why you've seen moms rising up across the country. We just had a deep dive podcast with Moms for Liberty, who are a couple of moms that are really at the forefront of trying to get people engaged in running for school board, or at least being involved in school board meetings for their kids. But moms have a huge role to play, and we saw that play out with the Youngkin election for governor.
Oh yeah.
So you know, the people had been, they were fed up with what they were seeing happening in schools.
Right.
And
ladies,
so that's
we got a hard break, so you got to put a pause on it. You know how that works. I believe in capitalism. I want to make some money. We'll be back in a few minutes, people. Don't go far. A lot more coming up with Chicks on the Right. Not the Dixie Chicks. We don't want to talk about them.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Term Lifeline script in 3, 2, 1. Term life insurance. Everybody should have the right protection, and there's only one place to get it. The Term Lifeline.
I can't read this script anymore. There's the script.
Listen, let me talk from my heart. We all know why we need term life insurance, in case the unforeseen happens. Well, I have a family too, and if anything happens to me, I want to make sure my house and my debts are handled, and my family has enough money to take care of them for a long time. So about a year ago, I called the Term Lifeline. I got a very affordable price for a $500,000 policy. I want to make sure my family's protected if something happens to me. If you already have term life insurance, call us and get more coverage. It never hurts. Or see if you're paying too much right now. If you don't have term life insurance, you definitely need to call us. Here's the number. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. Not available in all states.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Joe Biden is signing into law two bills that empower federal law enforcement agents to go after Americans who defrauded COVID-19 relief funding meant for small businesses. The president addresses those who may have committed fraud.
You can't hide. We're going to find you. We're going to make you pay back what you stole and hold you accountable under the law.
Biden also announcing he'll be heading to Kentucky to see some of the flooding damage firsthand next week. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken says the United States is continuing to pursue Russia's offer to discuss a prisoner swap for Brittany Griner. Blinken adding he'll be talking with Russian Foreign Minister Sergey Lavrov at a foreign ministers meeting in Cambodia Friday. Griner is facing 9 years in prison after she pled guilty to having marijuana oil in her luggage at a Moscow airport. USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Thoughts of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
Baby, baby, it looks like it's gonna help.
We are back. Baby, baby, come see your host.
Looks like it's gonna help.
And it will help. It'll help if you get off your butt and do something. You know, I say this, that got me energized now. I say this all the time, though. When it comes to your local community, and don't get freaked out by the feds and what's going on at the federal level, you take it back in your community. You know who your school board members are. Know who your water board members are. Know who the darn dog catcher is, okay? Do not vote for people just because you heard Uncle Frank talking about this guy at the last dinner, right? Find out what's happening. Get involved, get engaged, and, you know, you may not have any money. People always say, I don't have any money to give. Well, okay, so you don't have any money, but you know what you can do? You can make phone calls, you can send emails, you can lick stamps. I guess they don't lick stamps anymore, but you can put stamps on a postcard or something and send them out. You can always do something to help out a candidate win. You know,
right?
And,
yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Well,
there you are.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Well, that is the chicks on the right, and now they're with us. You know, and no, it is people. We were talking about this before. People kind of feel like, you know, what can I do? My vote doesn't count. This doesn't count. I can't do this, and they're almost feeling like they're still beat now. So this red wave isn't going to happen unless our people get off their butts and actually do something, right?
Well, and yeah, sometimes it takes just people getting in small groups to feel like they're not alone. I think that's one of the things that we've done pretty well is build communities. And once people have like a source of others that they can connect with on these issues, then I think they automatically feel more empowered to take on those issues
yes.
in their local communities because they've got backup, right? And sometimes it takes more than one person just feeling like totally helpless. When they've got a couple people who can get a couple more people, then that's when actual changes can be made.
Yeah, because they feel like, I'm not alone, I can do this. And you feel that way, too, when you go to a local school board meeting. You're like, oh, my gosh, that person feels the same way I do. Or you know, you run for precinct chair or whatever locally. And then you start seeing and understanding that there are people who are like you. You got to get out of your house, and you got to do those things. It's super important to do that. You have to get involved. You can't just sit at home thinking that it's helpless. and that your vote doesn't count. It does. It counts. It totally counts.
So I told you, ladies, that I'm on a school board now, and I will tell you, until this COVID happened, I probably was one of the most hated guys in the community because people heard all kinds of nasty things about me based on the show. And
oh my gosh.
When we got Zoom going, though, I will tell you, for the first time, I had a woman come up to me in a supermarket, and she gave me a hug, and she says, you know what, I couldn't stand you until I saw you on Zoom. You're the only one fighting for my kids. And I want to thank you for that.
Wow.
And now we're paying attention.
Yeah.
So people really are ignorant. Oh, yeah. Listen, I was worried she was going to hit me or something. I didn't know what was going on. So I'm used to people yelling at me at the gas station. But, you know, and a lot of this is because people are ignorant. And I found that I started to reach out to these moms, and I started to reach out to these ladies that were showing up at our meetings. They were mad. They didn't really understand. So I started meeting with them like every other Sunday and saying, okay, here's how you can make your voice be heard. Here's how you show up at the meeting. Here's how you get the message out without being shut down.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm telling you, man, they were able to get so much done. So we have to inform them, and we have to remind our listeners that this didn't happen last Tuesday. It took time to get this bad. You guys can't give up after five or six meetings, right?
That's right. Mm-hmm. That's exactly absolutely true. Right. Yeah, and knowledge is power. You give somebody a little bit of knowledge, they're like, oh, wait, this isn't so difficult. I can do this, you know, and they get in there, and like Mox said, they feel empowered. And then that way they can make a difference. And just this, going back to speak a little bit about what we were talking about in the last segment, you know, we were talking about moms and how moms are becoming way more involved in schools and whatnot. Another thing I just wanted to add to that is that, you know, we, a lot of times as moms, are the CFOs of our households.
Yep.
And we handle the purse strings. We're the ones who do the budgets. We handle the finances. And so we're the ones who are seeing what's happening with our economy right now firsthand, because we're doing the budget. So we're feeling it more than anybody in the household, because we're stressing out about it more than anybody. Right? So, I mean, so when it comes to voting, we're going to vote accordingly. And I think that that's what – it's a huge – for me, the economy is the biggest issue right now, the biggest. I mean, I live in Texas, so the border is also a big issue for me, and safety and whatnot for my kid. But education obviously is on there. But day to day, just filling up my gas tank, I mean, I can't get my daughter to school if I can't afford gas to put in my car to get her to school and to get to a job. You see what I mean? So the economy is really huge, and it's a big issue for moms. Huge.
Well, I don't know. She has to speak for herself, because obviously the number one issue for me is the climate. That's all I care about is climate change. That's it.
Yeah. She's really concerned about the weather.
Climate, cooling, warming, global something or other. I don't know what it's called.
Right. She doesn't listen. She doesn't like it when the humidity bothers her hair. Okay? That's really what this is about.
I'm not going
about
there. You
hair.
Guys can argue that among yourselves. So, I got a giggle for you guys can use. So I'm here in California, right? The communist state of, I call it Venezuela North. We actually do lose power from time to time. We lose internet from time to time. So they're pushing all this electric stuff on us. I don't know if you heard about this. We're not going to be able to sell gas cars here up to 2035. They want all gardening tools, all the little motor tools. They all have to go to electricity. Okay?
Oh
no, no, this is great. You're going to love this. They want to go all electric. They want to get rid of natural gas, and they want all water heaters and stoves to be all electric. However, about 6 months ago, they came out with a notice because they were using so much electricity. They wanted you not to charge your cars because it was taxing the grid. And I'm thinking, these guys are geniuses. How do I go to work in the morning if I can't charge my car? Right?
Oh, my God.
Yay, electric.
And they don't understand where that power comes from. It's like they're plugging in their cars and just thinking that power magically is delivered to the cars. The whole climate thing is just so preposterous. And it's so, I mean, obviously I was being sarcastic earlier when I said that that's my top concern. I said that to point out how it is nobody's top concern. Poll after poll after poll shows that nobody gives a rat's about this issue. And yet it is the number one thing that this Biden administration is focusing on, because they don't care what their constituents actually care about, because it doesn't affect them. They've got everything that they need.
Right, right. They're like living on a completely different planet. It's like I went to Vegas a week ago, and I had this giant plastic cup, right, that I had my Bloody Mary in. Giant plastic cup with a paper straw in it, a disintegrating paper straw. And I'm like, this is a microcosm for the entire climate thing, right?
They want to save the turtles. I'm telling you, you know. Okay. I would take all the dead turtles and then just start using the shelf to put the drink in it, just sip it on the shelf. And then you don't waste anything, I guess.
Well, anyway. those paper straws, by the way, are wrapped in plastic.
I know, right?
I mean, you can't make this stuff up. You just cannot make it up.
You can do this for hours. We banned plastic bags in California. We went to paper, right? And then what happened was the roads were getting tore up. There was too much. Trucks were overweight and everything else. And now they're going, well, we're using too much fuel. We're tearing up the roads. Maybe we should go back to plastic because,
they're
a lot lighter. They're just not there. So, and I'm sure, the middle-aged women voting bloc, that's all they think about is paper versus plastic.
Oh, yeah. Right? I mean, totally. Right now. Yeah.
But you're right about that. You said it earlier. People don't realize that. That in a lot of cases, my wife takes care of all the house stuff. I'm not seeing how much more it costs to buy groceries, pay for the gas, or do whatever it is when it comes to the home. And, the women are looking out at that. And on top of that, they're looking at the education their kids are getting, what they have to deal with at school, and the whole nine yards. So this is a big deal. Now, women who have, I'm out of that group of people who have kids in school. What are you hearing from them on your show? What kind of emails are you getting from these people?
The women who don't have kids in school?
The women who do have, the younger women who do have kids in school. This has got to be very frustrating for them.
Yeah, well, we're those women. I mean, I've got a 12-year-old that's in school, and then I have kids who are out of school, who are graduated from college and who are out of school. So I have both.
Wow.
And I can tell you that
even
the kids, right.
My mother, my youngest brother, is 15 years younger than me. I'm like, Mom, really? Anyway, go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
That's just like us. It's just like us. But we have a nice span. And so my 12-year-old, I mean, I'm obviously very concerned about all the things that I said before for her. And then I will tell you that my, almost 33-year-old she's concerned about the very same things. And she doesn't have children of her own yet. But she's concerned about the exact same things that, with even being a married woman without kids, she's like, I'm freaking out because of the cost of everything. I'm freaking out because of the future of America. America doesn't look the same as it did for when you guys were my age, and that freaks me out. So,
we didn't have electricity yet. We got to go for a quick break. We'll be back
right.
in a minute.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready-hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that lasts up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
What have you? So we're not having that problem right now, thank God. So we haven't talked about much about Joey B and his team. I would imagine you guys are good with what he's doing. You know, I heard we added 500,000 new jobs. I'm sure that didn't include the 3 million people who didn't go back to work, but that's beside the point.
Right.
It gets in the way, right? What have you?
He's doing a bang up.
What's that?
Bang up job. I just said I'm sorry. I was just mumbling under my breath. He's doing a bang up job when he realizes that he actually is president, not vice president or something else. I don't know. He's an idiot. He's just an idiot.
But
you know, I think his wife should be put in jail, frankly, in the family, because you know that's elder abuse. I know people use that term, but I've had friends of mine, family members with Alzheimer's, and going, man, look at that poor guy. He's looking around like, how did all these people get in my playroom? You know what happened here?
Yeah.
Where
did
my toys go? Right.
We've been talking about that for years, have we not, Mom?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, people got mad at us years ago when we would say that out loud. We would be like, this is not okay for her to be doing this. He's like, you guys are mean. And it's like, but he shouldn't be running. He shouldn't be running at all. He's too, listen, there are some old people that are just, they are so sharp. And it's not really even about age. Like, it's not even like you should say, hey, you should take the car keys away from Grandpa at a certain age. You should take the car keys away from Grandpa when he is incapable of driving a car, you know? And there are certain grandpas that can drive at 100. It's just that Joe Biden should have had the car keys taken away years ago, you know?
Think about their A team. Let's talk about their A team. Jerry Nadler, who I don't know if you heard, but he's impeached Bush twice. I just learned that the other day.
Yes, that was great.
Pelosi, she doesn't even know who's president from moment to moment. Joey B, who I'm sorry, he doesn't even know he's president. He had no idea that he is. And I've heard from people close into the White House area that they have to tell him where to go. He doesn't even know where the rooms are. He spent 8 years there, for God's sakes. You know, and then you got Maxine Waters out here. I mean, she's a real peach, too.
Yeah, oh, gosh.
And Joe Biden's eyes. Like, what's going on with his eyeballs, you know? I mean, when they put him in front of, like, a podium to answer questions or to give a talk or whatever, something is so clearly not right. And I don't know how they continue to trot him out and expect America to not notice. But it seems like they just think we're all too dumb to notice that there's something not right.
Well, wait a minute. Do they really think that we're that stupid, or do they really just, they don't care? They've got so much power, they've got so much gall, and they know their people aren't paying attention. I mean, do you think you think that's what it is, or do you think they don't think we care?
I think a lot of people on the left are, they know that what they did was a terrible thing to put this guy into office, right? They know that, like, they had buyer's remorse really quick in this presidency. I mean, because I have friends that are liberals on Facebook and whatnot, and they've blocked me. And I mean, because they can't deal with the fact that I'll put stuff, you know, that I'm just like, God, this guy's a moron, look what he's doing, and everything's in shambles, blah. And I don't even post that much stuff on my personal, you know, social or whatever. But it's like they don't want a deal. Like, they can't. They're like, oh, my God, we did such a terrible thing, but we can't deal. So we have to rationalize that, you know, if he just does one decent thing, like if he can eat his food during COVID and he gets it down, like that's a big win, you guys. He did something good today. You know what I mean? So this is what they do. Like, they rationalize anything that's decent, and they try to make it a win for this guy. But he has been a colossal and unmitigated failure from the beginning. It's just been a disaster. And his poll numbers show it, even with independents, with even Democrats. I mean, they won't say it out loud.
No.
But
some of them will
know it.
Some of them will say it out loud.
Right.
That they don't want him to run again. And there's no way that he should. There is no way. I don't care how young of an 80-year-old he is. This is crazy that the top two contenders, and I'm talking about our side too, I think it's absolutely insane that the top two contenders are pushing 80, and this is what we're supposed, these are our choices. Like, this is
right.
Nice, because we have a very deep bench, and we shouldn't have to be looking at an almost 80-year-old again. I don't care if it's Trump or somebody else. It's too old.
So you're not into Bernie Sanders, I take it.
No.
The two top guys were two old white guys, while the rest of their team were complaining that we had too many old white guys in our team.
Right. But I mean, if you look at the private sector, in America, you don't see a lot of, like, think about it. If you're going for, I don't know, I'm going to try right now to just start being CEO of a company at 82. You don't really see a lot of that. You know, you just don't. I mean, you may see a lot of old white dudes that are CEOs of companies. That's fine. But you just don't see a lot of that. And so I'm not sure why we accept that as why are we accepting that now as sort of the norm? I'm not really sure. And so Mom again, does have a really good point.
Do you think we're expecting it, or the parties have become, you know, I believe in a lot of areas are exactly the same. The parties have gotten to the point where it's now your turn. We're going to push so-and-so because it's their turn kind of thing. You know, I truly believe they took it away, the Democrats took it away from Hillary, and I believe they took it away from Bernie Sanders the last time around. I think that Bernie probably would, if it was clean all the way around, Bernie probably would have been the one that came out on top. That's my personal opinion.
Oh, God.
Yeah, it's scary, I know.
But, with that.
That's another nightmare.
At least with Bernie, he told you what he was going to do. There's no double talk.
It's very
I'm
true.
I'm going to wipe out this and take money away from this. And it's like, oh, at least you're telling me the truth. All right. All right. Do either one of you want to polish your crystal ball and tell me what's going to happen here in November?
I can give you, I guess, like, I think that that there's not going to be any issue at all with with conservatives or Republicans rather taking the House. I'm a little nervous about the Senate. I know my husband and I argue about this all the time. He's like, you're crazy that it's going to be a red wave and everything's going to be like red, red, red. I am not so confident about the Senate, but I think with the House, it's going to be completely, I think it'll be a huge sweep. By Republicans.
I'd probably fight with her. I'm with her husband. I feel like there's probably going to be more of a red wave. I think people are just completely fed up. Just completely and totally fed up.
I want to be wrong.
Wave.
Let the record reflect.
No, I think the only way we have a red wave is if we grow a spine, we watch the voting areas, we make a lot of noise, you know, that kind of thing. I have a ballot box 6 miles from me that has ballots in it from the last election. I went up and banged on the side of it. There's ballots in it. And the county that I live in doesn't want to do anything about it. They just don't care.
Oh, my God.
So you never know. In my area, we may reelect Joe again in this midterm election. I don't know.
And voter turnout has been very, very low. You'd be surprised. I mean, people just don't vote anymore. You think they do, but they don't. And so it really is our responsibility as Americans to vote. I cannot stress that enough. People have got to get out and vote to make a difference. They do.
If it's that important, if it's important as anybody screaming it is, then you do. You need to get off the couch, put the game down, and get out there. All right, ladies, you got something big coming up in Tampa, I'm being told, but I wasn't told what it was.
Well, we have a meet and greet happening for our most ardent supporters. So we had tickets go on sale for this meet and greet that's happening about 30 minutes north of Tampa in a little town in Florida called Odessa. And we sold out in 90 minutes, 375 tickets. And so we're very, very excited to get to meet a lot of our best followers, our most devoted followers, up close and personal. We're very, very excited about that. And we're excited to be in such a free state because we're huge fans of Governor Ron DeSantis. And so, you know, if he's listening right now and he'd like to show up, we would be all for it.
And, well, you may have to roll it over to a second day. I don't know if you sold out that fast. You shouldn't, you don't deprive your fans, you know?
We're good. We're planning on doing more.
Yeah. We're on Salem. We're on the answer there in Tampa. And I hope people who hear this will take the time to go, you know, check it out and find you, get on there, listen to you. Again, where do they find you?
Chicks on the right. Yeah.
Chicks
that's
on the
place. That's our nucleus. We're all chicks. Chicksontheright.com.
I hate you guys that make it so easy for people to find you because, you know, I'm like horse manure on a ranch. I'm all over the place. It's hard to find me. All right. Always a pleasure, ladies. I do appreciate your time with me. Continued success. And I'm not just saying that in the Hollywood kissy-kissy way. I really do mean it. I've been listening to you guys, watching you guys for years. Always appreciate. I do steal your stories, and I don't mind doing that either. And,
you're welcome to them. Thank you very much.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
It's been a pleasure.
All right. Have a great rest of the evening, people. I'm up next hour. You got me for an hour. Good luck to you. We'll be back in a few minutes. Thank you, ladies. That was a lot of fun.
Thank you.